Om Shanti. Good morning and a big hearty welcome to Santosh Didi from Russia. And tell you a little bit about Santosh. When I first saw Santosh many years ago, and I would look at her from a distance, and I thought, she has such a good name, Santosh. What does it mean? Contentment. And so I always looked at her with that face that she's wearing and thought, well, that's such a good name for her because she always looks so content. In English, we would say CCC, cool, calm, and collective. And so that's a little bit about how I perceive her personality. But Santosh Didi is the one of the co-regional directors for the Russia, the CIS, and the Baltic area. And she's very talented. She's very creative. And she's also the director of the cultural and art area in Russia called Divine Light, is it called? Right? Divine Light. And how many of you love to watch the Russian dancers when they come? It's great, isn't it? So she's the one who's put all that together. And for me, I love to see that. But I really missed it this time. I didn't get to see any. But I'm leaving the 13th. Can they come back with me to New York? And so, but Santosh Didi has been in Gyan for 35 years and doing service in Russia for 25 years. She's been in contact with the Brahma Kumaris, though, since she was a child. And even in her childhood, she had this inclination to serve humanity. And so she used to take the children in her area, the poor children, and she would wash them, then she would feed them, and then she would teach them how to read, how to write, and even taught them manners. So she's just had this heart for service. So we're so happy that she's talking about, what is she talking about today? Do you remember? Upgrading your subtle dress, right? The vehicle of your subtle body. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Dear brothers and sisters, how are you? And how is your vehicle, subtle vehicle? You are here in Madhuban, which is very far distant from the places where you live, by using which vehicle? Airplanes. Without airplanes, you couldn't arrive in Madhuban. But can we reach in Paramdham, go to our original home, through any airlines? Do you know any airlines which can take you to Paramdham? Or to Satal Richan? No airlines? No? Rajyoga Airlines. Rajyoga Airlines is being operated by Supreme Father. And it takes you straight away to your home from where you came 5,000 years ago and never went back. And he comes and opens this airlines. And which are the planes in this airlines? Each and every child of his, he makes into the flying angels. Every child becomes the flying saucer, the plane. So today we are going to talk about how me, the plane, is doing. How my vehicle, or my this power, the potential to fly, is increasing or working well, or what is the need of time? Time is showing us that it's getting difficult day by day to move from one place to another place. Yes, there is no journey which is risk-free. You know, different kinds of vehicles, most sophisticated, very good quality, comfort guaranteed, but they can't guarantee that it will be foolproof or there will be no risk of any accident. Is it possible? Does any airlines or transport company guarantee you that you will reach safely? Yes, it's your own fortune. Every time we sit in the flight, we know that we have to remember Baba to double, triple, four time to reach to our destination safely. But this Viman, this stage, the plane of the intellect, is absolutely foolproof. If I feel it, if feed regularly with the pure fuel, that is the pure thoughts. So Baba has given us the understanding of children that how you souls, while being in the body now, being in this corporeal world, can remain connected with your true world. Because home, consciousness, is the true consciousness, is sustaining consciousness. When we lose the experience of our true home, we live a stray life, wandering life. We don't know what to do here. In body consciousness, we recognize ourselves with some physical home, with physical geographical position, with some physical country, nation, and we feel connected. But we know the problems which are there with these physical homes. So in the confluence age, especially in this last period of the world drama, it becomes very important that every moment I bring myself again and again into the consciousness of my true home. Two important traits which I can never have without remembering soul word are connectivity with all souls of humanity. It's necessary that whomsoever I meet, wherever I meet them, I should be able to feel connected to them. Because otherwise, there is no flow of the energy of love. And when I am with the human beings, but I don't feel connected because I don't remember that we both or we all are the residents of the same place. And then there are no feelings of love being emerged. So it's like making my vehicle of intellect jam, stuck. As if you have an arm, but you don't use it. What happens? Gradually, it becomes frozen. You have frozen shoulder. Like the muscles, when are not in use, they become dysfunctional. Similarly, when I do not allow my original virtues to flow between the relationships, between the human beings, I stop experiencing them. And it also happens that I feel that as if I have no love at all, or I can't love this person at all, or I even forget the experience of what is love. So one thing which I get very naturally when I remember I am a soul, and I belong to that home, true home. And here I am, temporary. You are here 100 years, you are here 50 years, 70 years, and what is that in comparison to eternity? temporary. So this power of staying focused on my home will definitely make me feel the eternal, deeper, more permanent connection with the human beings on the earth. Without making much effort or learning any kind of philosophy of brotherhood, I will be able to understand that the things which are dividing us here are quite temporary. But we belong to one home. And second important quality which comes with this constant awareness of my home, the home beyond the material world, beyond the sound, is the experience of detachment. You just ask yourself, when we will leave the body and go back to our home, or when we were in the home as a point of light, what we had in terms of that what we see and have now. When we were in the soul world, when we were in the true home, what we had. From the list of what I have today, did we have anything? No, absolutely nothing. So this is what is called, we were empty-handed. We didn't have any hand to hold anything. I was in my perfect stage, seed stage. So whatever I have got now, I got here. I didn't have it previously. So if I got it, it means there is some purpose. I got the body here. What is the purpose of getting the body? I got the bodily objects here. What is the purpose? So the moment I remind myself of that stage which I had in my home, I put a cushion over everything which I have here now. What is the purpose behind having all of these things? This body, very sophisticated instrument, vehicle, physical vehicle, helps us to do everything with the matter or the material objects on this earth. But what is the purpose of those actions? Is it only our all actions are physical actions, biological actions, or chemical actions? Or there is some higher purpose behind our actions. When I remember my home, I come to understand that I got this vehicle, this transport, physical transport, this body to supply, to cater, to provide everything which I have eternally in me as a seed of knowledge, love, peace, happiness, power. This is like a luggage carrying vehicle. This whole baggage of the spiritual qualities which I have, I cannot supply, I cannot spread, I cannot transport without using this vehicle. So I need these eyes, I need this mouth, hand to share my qualities with the world. So am I expressing these virtues and these powers through each and every action which I do, or my all actions are simply physical actions? Act of seeing. I keep looking at things. I keep looking here and there throughout the day. So it is as if I am spending a lot of energy of this vehicle. Vehicle is being driven, but is the baggage or is this good of purity, love and happiness being delivered to the people through my eyes? I'm looking at something. Yes? It means transport is on. Car is moving. But do my physical eyes are able to share this quality of love, peace and happiness all the time? So when again and again I remember this and I'm here to deliver this good of divine nature, divinity. That's the only purpose behind getting this body. And this also reminds me that sooner or later, whatever I got here, I will have to leave. Is there anyone in the world whom you know that came on the earth and never went back? Anyone? Okay. All went and I too will go. And is there anyone who went back and took everything what he had? His house, his car, his mobile, nothing. Right? Even if you like very much, you cannot take anything with you. What does it say? If you cannot take anything with you, you leave everything here, you got everything here, it means you are just a trustee. Just trustee. You are given for purpose, you use it and you leave it here. So again question comes that if everything I leave here and I drive my vehicle, then is there anything which I take with me? If you are driving a car whole day and you travel 5 hours, 10 hours and you don't earn anything, what would be your internal stage? So we live 50 years, 60 years, we do actions, everything what we have, we leave here, what we take with us. So God has given us this wisdom that children, how you act, how you drive, what are the intentions with which you do your actions, are everything you take with you. Not the quantity of action, not how many miles you traveled on this earth you take with you. No counting of miles, but how you were driving, how you were acting, how many years you stayed here, that does not count. That does not matter. But how you lived here. So how do I measure that? How do I monitor that? How do I observe that? What's going to be with me when I go back to my home, to soul world? So my presence in this physical vehicle is also in the form of a vehicle, which Baba says as in Hindi Murli. Those who know Hindi, it's a beautiful expression, and in many scriptures also this expression comes, is called as Antaha Vahak Sharir. Antaha means internal, invisible, subtle. Antaha. This is Bahya, external, visible, gross. And that one is Antaha. Vahak means transport, vehicle. Internal, invisible vehicle. And sharir means body. Means vehicle of my subtle body. So physical body, which we say as a car, is made of different organs, and organs are made of cells. And this whole body does multitasking. Even if now the car is sitting, but still many things in the car are moving. So what can I do with my subtle body? What for the subtle body is there? What for this vehicle is there? So the very first realization which we got here, as soon as we recognize that we are souls, the point of light, the energy, thinking energy, experiencing energy, we understood that we flow. That is, we move. Energy is not something which can be just at one place all the time. The more powerful energy, more it can move faster. So the soul, with the help of the thoughts, can make its presence anywhere in the world. That's what is called, that the subtle body is vehicle. Vehicle is to transport, is to move, is for traveling. So I, the soul, with my thoughts, can give my presence anywhere. And to experience that is what is called to use the body, my presence in this body, as a laboratory. Sitting in the laboratory. Just recently, a few days ago, you heard a program took place in Delhi. Yes? How many of you remember? 3 days ago. This was a program in India Gate. And many of you were invited to go there. But of course you couldn't go because you have to leave. There are other reasons. You want to be here. But at the same time, most of you wanted to be a part of that event. Am I right? How many of you wanted to be a part of that event? And how many of you took part in that event, even if you are here? What about others? What about others? You took part, right? You were there. So I tell you one thing, I had to go. But something happened, that program changed. But the feeling was that this is something very unique event and this is going to happen just once. And this is something which Baba had been invoking us to do long time ago, and now that moment has come. I would like to be physically there very much also. But anyhow, in drama, this didn't happen. And I just had a conversation with Baba that I really want to be there. And from the very morning, from 4 o'clock, most of us knew that all Baba's children there are collecting in India Gate, and they are sitting, many were preparing throughout the whole night. And 6 o'clock sharp, we most of us sat in this building, right, in Harmony Hall. So during that time, the experience of that, physically we are here, but our subtle experience is adding to the intensity, the energy, the power of the gathering there, was so clear. That 50,000 gathering of angels could create the atmosphere and the intensive effect that it was spread through the newspaper everywhere. So when I come to decide and focus and have intention that yes, I want to do this, no matter physically I have limitations. So the energy gets fueled through the virtues added in it. The energy of desire gets fueled through virtues added into that. You want to help the people of the world, but compassion makes you to help them in one or another form. Just desire is not enough to make this vehicle of the subtle body start. It gets kicked when the virtue of the mercy, virtue of love, compassion is added into the fuel of consciousness. Baba is knowledgeful. Baba is merciful. Baba is loveful. That is why he is able to make us feel uplifted. So, if I just know that people are suffering and people want my help, but if I do not have enough mercy or love, I will not be able to be present at the moment when the help is needed. Even if I want, I will not be able to understand how this help can be given. So therefore, the thing comes like upgrading the subtle vehicle. Upgrading. Because when I am throughout the day busy in the thoughts of satisfying my physical needs or my certain physical responsibility, so this is lower grade. Soul is at this point in the body. This is uppermost position in the body. And rest all is lower. When I remember I am a soul, this is higher consciousness. And when I am ready to spare my time and energy in fulfilling the needs of other souls, this is called higher motive, higher consciousness. So first step in upgrading is that in my daily timetable, on regular basis, I spare the time to make my intellect get engaged in experiencing and spreading the feelings and vibrations of subtle qualities every day. Every day I take this vehicle on a tour. I take it out from the garage of the box. If I just sit here and I have knowledge that yes, I can do so much for the world, it's as if my vehicle in the garage. But when I start creating the thoughts of the love for the souls of the world, feeling good for them, sparing some time from my sleep, sparing some time from my just, you know, not very necessary physical activities, that is called training the vehicle. This is first step. Every day, fixed time. And what's that fixed time? Baba has given us a very beautiful time. Children, move through this subtle body. That is, move with your intellect. in the three words. Travel in the three words. Come to soul world, come to subtle region, and travel with this vehicle over this earth. And see how much is the suffering, and see what you can do. And that time is early morning. Why early morning? Because friction and obstacle of negativity at that time in the early morning is least, minimum. If at that time you want to go to subtle region, you can easily do that. And because you have already taken rest in the night, you don't need to eat immediately, you don't need to wash immediately. Needs of the bodies are not disturbing you. Means you can fully focus on your spiritual energy. You can focus on just becoming detached from the body and going to subtle region. So early morning time, spirit of traveling is what will make my body, subtle body, upgrade. It's not just sitting idly and thinking something good. No, it is really making my vehicle travel. When you take your car in a very good area and 2 hours you drive, take a drive in green area or a snowy area or good jungle or forest, and you come after 2 hours drive, what is your feeling? You know, you feel fresh. It's a real freshness. So similarly, when we drive through this subtle vehicle, through my intellect, when we move, there is instant experience of power. Second thing which always helps us in upgrading, or which is called as in making our vehicle foolproof, is what we eat. What we feed in the physical body affects directly our subtle body. What we feed, with what we feed, how we feed, how much we feed, in what stage we feed. Because both energies, physical and mental, physical and spiritual energy, they influence each other. It's like a resident in a home. Resident will influence the condition of the home, how it looks, whether it is tidy, clean or not. And home, how is the home, also influences the one who lives in the home. So this is the home of the soul. Whether you feed solid or fluid with anything you put into the body, immediately affects your mind. So if I want to keep my vehicle always in a good condition, healthy condition, I have to, before eating or feeding my body, be in God's remembrance. I have to give drishti. I have to create the thought of gratitude, because the energy of the gratitude is very intense energy. It motivates even the the worst system of the body starts again with the energy of gratitude. You can experiment it with yourself. When you do not feel gratitude to the matter which is sustaining this body, there are many blockages in the body. Body is not able to accept those material objects or the things, the food which you are eating is not able to digest because you are eating not in a satisfied stage. You are not happy. You have some complaints about something or another happening around you. So the second thing is that whatever you put on the body, whatever you put in the body, do it with the utter feeling of gratitude. Thank you. Thanks God that I have it. Thanks drama. Because there are millions of the people who do not have what I have. And I am being given this so that I can do certain such actions which can be of benefit to the humanity. So this kind of gratitude will give a support to the subtle body, the subtle energy. Third thing which always helps to keep our thoughts and our emotional body, that is thought energy, very refined is the account of blessings. If there are the people who are not happy with you, your subtle vehicle will face obstacles like rock. You know, you have a very good car, but if there is a rock in front of you, can you travel? There is a mountain in front of you, can you travel? So you can help the world. You can think good things, but something in your behavior is such which is not allowing you to take the blessings from others. Something in your personality is not yet resolved that you could be given good wishes. So now and then you feel jammed, as if you are jammed. Nothing moving. You create good thoughts, but they don't reach anyone. You think good, but people do not feel that. Isn't it? Right? Otherwise they would come to you saying, oh, we are ready to do what do you say. Or we are ready to listen the knowledge what you are giving us. So this third aspect is not less important, the account of blessings from others. There has to be priority in making people happy, giving happiness. Even most unsatisfied person, I should have the desire or motive to make satisfy, because otherwise my vehicle will get stuck. There is a car moving on the ground and there is a plane. How many passengers car can carry? 4, 5, 6 maximum. And how many passengers plane can carry? 150, 200, 300, even more. So more I take blessings, I become a vehicle which grants or which transports others also to the stage which is called the stage of liberation. Because through the account of blessings, I can remain so high that others can feel the stage of crossing above the obstacles. Just your presence will make them that there are no obstacles. Obstacles are there, but you are able to take them high through your stage. That till the time they are with you, they will feel they are not touched by the obstacles. And this is sufficient for the people to then become inspired to remove the obstacles. You just if go into the area where there are many planes standing, many flights standing, aerodrome, what is the experience? You feel confident, you know that with the help of these planes, you fly. And where there are bicycles standing, not that much happiness, yes, because you will have to move it and go through the traffic, etc. So that's how the souls who have accumulated the account of blessings create an atmosphere of upliftment. Their company works like the plane for them. Their vibrations help people to feel above the obstacles, above the hindrances. And fourth thing, which God has Himself shown us through His example, which is of utmost importance to keep our subtle body strong and in a working condition, is of just recently when Baba came in this meeting, we saw that is the refined, double refined fuel. Double refined fuel. The more higher you go, more refined fuel you need. So pure intentions are the fuel, the double refined fuel for the subtle body. If I am in the habit of checking and changing, instantly checking, changing my intentions whenever they are not right or not positive, I make my energy intense. I can influence. But if I just keep in the mixed stage, okay, most of the things I do are right, but from time to time I can think of something ordinary or something not so good, that won't work. Double refined pure fuel, pure intention. And the purest intention is that I am here to give. That's all. Anytime you have the desire or intention, expectation from something, the fuel gets little rubbish. You cannot make people fly. You cannot fly yourself. You cannot become detached. So pure intention as double refined fuel. So with these four things, then remains for us only to throughout the day, starting from the morning Amrit Vela, experimenting with my vehicle. Now, just now, you get the news. Sitting here, you get the news. Something is happening somewhere where you were supposed to be there, but now you are here. How you are going to correct something wrong which is happening there? Start using your vehicle. Become focused. And just create the thought that the things should become right. Things should happen right. Increase the degree of your love and compassion for the people present there. As all the time when we remember Baba with love, we feel His presence. Because Baba is always free for us. Is it possible that sometime God is too busy to attend my call? What do you think? Does it happen? That God is very busy, so He didn't attend my call, I gave a missed call. No. He attends every call. He gives every response. It's sometime it might happen that I am busy. So similarly, when I develop this practice of while being here, I am in the consciousness of belonging to the unlimited world. I am not caught in selfish, self-filling activities. Just I am fulfilling my needs. This takes me there where there is need. I was telling just recently also that once in January, Baba gave a beautiful message when the trans messenger went to offer bhog. And it was the time around 18th January, and she saw, Baba showed the scene that, you know, there are many angels standing and very big group of angels, and Baba through gestures sending the angels here and there. And trans messenger asked Baba, what are you doing? Then Baba said, child, today father is busy because many Baba's children are doing tapasya. They are doing special remembrance because it was January time and close to 18th January they were busy in remembrance. So they are available to Baba. So they come in subtle region and Baba therefore can send them anywhere. Understand? That when we do tapasya here, we are sitting in meditation here, body is here, but through subtle body, we reach in subtle region. So as if the planes are available to the boss of the airlines, who is Baba. Yes, so Baba then can send these flights anywhere, send these planes anywhere, send these angels anywhere. Baba knows where I am needed. So Baba showed that scene. Then trans messenger asked, Baba, send me also somewhere. Then Baba said, no daughter, now you have come to offer bhog, offer it and go back. And then come again. Do tapasya and come there. So we have to sit free from thoughts. Because I don't know who needs me. I don't know what kind of suffering people are having, but I have to provide myself to Baba. That's it. Become present in front of Him. And then He uses me. So in the beginning when service is started, you know very well that Sakar Baba would sit down and do tapasya and immerse all Baba's children in the world. So that's why those who came after 69 are called also Brahma Mukhvanshavali, that is born, mouth born children of father. Even if Baba was giving knowledge to those few who were sitting in front of Baba, but Baba was emerging all of you. Baba was speaking that, keeping in the mind all souls of the world. So whatever I do, no matter in any part of the world, but I have to train myself through this belief, through this faith that this travels. This will be seen. This will be followed. This will be observed. So am I doing that which would create a perfect order in the world, or am I doing what will create disorder? So these few things are especially important now when people are reluctant to listen much philosophy. They need help, they need power through our stage. And stage is created through thoughts, through mind, through feelings. So special double-lined attention when it is paid on creating this stage, we are able to help according to the time. So let's the time, by the time we are here in Madhuban, some are 2-3 more days are left, they are here, and although these are festival dates, but experience the power of subtle body, anta vahak sharir. Spare the time, full 1 hour, full 2 hours, forget every physical need during that time. Check your intention. Immerse Baba, how he, without any selfish motives, without any desire, expectation from us, he is serving us. And travel with Baba. Okay? So be proud of this airlines, Raj Yogi Airlines. Okay? And be the very foolproof, accurate plane, the vehicle of this company, enterprise, godly enterprise. And a time is going to come when everyone will need to address this enterprise and to knock at the door of this enterprise and look for help. And each and every one of us will have to become support for 100, 200, 300 looking at us for spiritual solace and peace. So you like that? You like that, or you are happy to be passengers? Huh? Or you want to become planes, flying angels, flying saucers? What do you think? We are passengers also, but we have to become pilot also. We have to become a plane also. Om Shanti. And we just want to stop here because many of you would like to go to the Diwali celebration, which is straight after 12 in Global Hospital. And therefore, let's have very, very deep experience of this, what we have talked just now. Sit, relax, and stop writing, put everything down. Stretch your back. And allow yourself to accept it from the heart that I, the soul, have potential to benefit the whole world because I am sitting in God's lap and God is world benefactor. His mercy is boundless. His love is without limits. And this is what I too have to carry and spread in the whole world. I need to make people re-believe in purity, forgiveness, compassion. I have to help my father to re-establish the culture of divinity.
आया है ब्रह्मा से शिवा युग में अब तुम्हें आना।